But every Friday, we go to Berlin, Germany, to our correspondent at Deutsche Welle. Janelle Dumoulin is our correspondent based in Berlin, Germany. Janelle, thanks so much for joining us here on the show again. I hope you are well.
I am. Thank you. Good morning to you and your listeners.
Excellent. Germany is currently seeing its coronavirus cases rise again. It's not the only country that has seen an increase in cases in Europe. Russia is enforcing a 1 week work shutdown. Romania as well. Funeral homes are struggling to keep up with the surge in cases. Why are cases rising in some places in Europe where there's also been widespread vaccination programs?
Indeed. Well, as to why the cases are rising in some places here, it really does depend on where it is. So just to start with Germany, we saw over 17,000 cases added within a 24-hour window towards the middle of this week. Now it's Friday today. Cases are still continuing to rise. And that's prompted the country's disease control authority to warn that travelers returning from autumn break holidays might be contributing to this rise in cases. The autumn break for schools in many parts of Germany have just ended. They were perhaps in the last 2 weeks. But elsewhere in Europe, towards Eastern Europe and the Baltics, it has to be said that those countries, you know, countries like Russia, Romania, Latvia, and Bulgaria, they're experiencing an even worse surge. And there it's thought that low and uneven vaccination rates would be the main driver of the spread. Worth pointing out that these countries, as you said, have access to all the vaccines that they need. Europe is sitting on a surplus of vaccines. But what the problem is that people aren't taking them. Vaccine hesitancy among the public has hampered inoculation efforts in these countries. The Romanian government in particular has pointed to the spread of disinformation with regard to the vaccine. Only a third of their population has been vaccinated so far. And that's led to a situation where a person has died of COVID every 5 minutes in October in Romania. So the World Health Organization has been describing uneven vaccine uptake in Europe as the region's biggest enemy when it comes to the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. And they're obviously being proven right in all sorts of terrible and bleak ways.
Mm. How then have affected countries reacted to this increase in cases?
Well, it's being closely observed all across the block. So here and there, there have been a tightening of restrictions. So earlier this week, Latvia has become the first country in Europe to return to a lockdown amid this latest wave of the coronavirus, reminding us again that this is a possibility. Lockdowns might not be a thing of the past. Russia, as you pointed out earlier, has declared a 1 week work shutdown, but it's also ordered unvaccinated people over 60 years old to stay at home for at least 4 months. Now, we talked about Romania earlier as well. They're imposing stricter restrictions than they have done. They're now only allowing vaccinated people to travel at night. They're mandating mask wearing everywhere in public, even on the street. Now, those are just some examples, of course, but as the situation keeps increasing in urgency, it'll become all the more important for countries across Europe to ramp up their vaccine response as quickly as possible. Otherwise, it's hard to imagine this tide being turned anytime soon.
What then is then the response also from EU leaders? They're currently meeting in Brussels for a European Council summit. Have rising coronavirus cases been on the agenda?
You know, funnily enough, it has taken kind of a back seat as other concerns appeared to have taken center stage at this summit of EU leaders in Brussels. So mainly the headline topics so far have been migration, rising energy prices across Europe. There's been an oil and gas crunch, of course, as well as this ongoing battle you may have heard about between the EU and Poland over the primacy of EU laws over national laws in member states. This is a concept that Poland's courts has challenged. But The need to discuss rising coronavirus cases in the EU, the need to tackle vaccine hesitancy, and this matter of getting vaccines to poor countries faster was highlighted in the invitation letter that was sent to EU leaders ahead of the summit. So it's certainly expected that they touch upon this topic at least. We're now in day two of the summit, and observers will be closely watching to see what leaders say about these developments.
Well, Janelle, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to chatting to you next week here on The Morning Review.